About 40 people have signed up to testify before the board as the panel considers a DNR staff proposal to kill up to 201 gray wolves during the first wolf hunt this fall. DNR land administrator Kurt Thiede maintains that's a conservative approach, although 201 is just a little under 25% of the estimated state wolf population.
Based on growth and then taking into account all of the various human-caused mortality factors and natural mortality factors, the models are telling us at this point is we'd probably be looking at anywhere from 4 to 16 perhaps, or an average of about 10% population decline next year when we do our overwinter counts.
Thiede also cautions that Chippewa tribes in northern Wisconsin may claim up to half the kill quota. Tribal representatives may reveal tomorrow how many, if any, wolves that tribal members plan to actually kill. Pro-hunting groups may push the DNR board to raise the wolf quota higher than 201, but hunters who oppose killing wolves also plan to be at the meeting. Edward Peters of Sawyer County says having a sizable number of wolves helps the deer population.
There is a somewhat of a balance. It's not an even balance, but there is a balance between having predators present and a healthy herbivore population like deer.
Noted UW-Madison botany professor Don Waller cites scientific and other concerns in asking the DNR board to send the wolf hunt rules back to staff for more work. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.